This is Report to Wyoming.
The Natrona County School Board met on Monday to discuss allegations that a Natrona County High School student's Turning Point USA chapter was being unfairly targeted by school staff. The board heard from both supporters of the student, Kylie Wall, and the Natrona County High School principal, Aaron Wilson, who said that student-led clubs are a positive part of the school's experience. The controversy highlights concerns about free speech versus school protocol. For this episode, I'm going to play 30 minutes from that meeting. If you'd like to hear all the comments, you can go to the school district's live stream on their YouTube page. But this does include both the students' comments as well as many other people's.
Thank you, Chair Christofferson, Superintendent Hensley, and the Board of Trustees. My name is Trevor Wellborn. I'm 18. I'm a senior at Kelly Walsh High School, and I am the founder and president for TPUSA Kelly Walsh Club America. One of the major issues that we have seen taking place in our society is lack of civic knowledge and well-educated concepts that placed in the beliefs that formed our nation. We're told in our lives to just believe a narrative and not question that idea. One of the worst cases that has been affected by this authoritative manipulation is government. You're constantly being swayed to believe a certain depiction, and that is what we are currently dealing to combat with through truth and diligence in Natrona County School District. In the Natrona County High Schools, we do not have the proper classes to learn in depth about these topics that will become so important in our adult lives. High school is meant to prepare us as the men and women that we will become in our nation. This generation is making their way into adulthood, and they are the future voters of America. We are the voices that should be calling for change and holding our representation accountable. A required civics class is vital to the development for enlightened citizens. The purpose is to teach students the rights, duties, and responsibilities that society holds by providing knowledge about how our government operates, the processes that are responsible for governance, and the values of this great nation. We lack this so much in our own curriculum within the county's high schools, and we are one of, if not the only county that does not require civics as a class. By state regulation, Wyoming Statute 21-9-102, it mandates that all schools in the state are supported by any manner by public funds shall give instruction in the essentials of the United States Constitution and the Constitution of the State of Wyoming, including the study and devotion to American institutions and ideals, and that no student shall receive a high school diploma without satisfactory passing an examination on the principles of the Constitution of the United States of America and the State of Wyoming. Natrona County has decided to treat this regulation by merging a portion of civics into the modern U.S. history classes in the high schools. They spend about a two-week period lightly reviewing these topics, going in forth, such as the rough views of the Declaration of Independence and learning the preamble of the Constitution. This information is not nearly influential and educational enough towards the development of civic values and responsibilities for these future graduates. When beginning to shape our TPUSA club, I would ask over 50 students whether if they knew what Article 1 of our Constitution was. I only had two students who were able to give me the answer. Likewise, when we were starting up our club, we had raised over 150 signatures from students who were interested and supported the idea of civic engagement and learning about these political topics. This is a call for action towards the emergency of ignorance that has taken place within our lives. We should view these topics that impact our decisions and tackle them before it is too late while we are already citizens in our lives. Everyone should have the necessary tools of governance, stability, politics, and civics and should be able to apply them to their subsequent lives. Thank you.
Thank you, Trevor.
Hi, my name is Jennifer Durlow, and I'm a parent of a Natrona County High School student. I'm here tonight to express my support for Principal Aaron Wilson. Mr. Wilson has been my daughter's principal throughout her educational journey, first in elementary school and now at Natrona County High School. I've also had the pleasure to work alongside him on a committee. I've always seen Principal Wilson act in accordance with Natrona County School District policies and procedures, and at the best interests of students in mind. I am deeply dismayed by the way the media has portrayed him and Natrona County High School. I'm disappointed that the district has not spoken publicly in support of him or clarified that he was acting within the established guidelines and following district policy. I believe strongly that our educators and administrators deserve to know that when they follow policy and act with integrity, that the district will stand behind them. I appreciate immensely the work that the board does for our schools and our students, and I hope you will make a statement expressing your support for Principal Wilson. Thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Good evening. My name is Viviana Durlow. I'm a student at Natrona County High School. And tonight I speak not just for myself, but on behalf of many students at NC who believe our school should remain a place for equal education, not division, and for preparing students to think for themselves, not to parrot. One of the main debates is whether politics belongs in schools. No, they don't. Not directly. Governmental education does, though. For students, politics will inevitably be integrated into nearly every single part of our lives. To withhold exposure to these unbiased ideas is to strip us as citizens. But there is a difference between encouraging healthy debates and permitting the spread of one-sided propaganda, harmful ideals, and the promotion of ideological agendas and the encouragement of division in a space like a school that is supposed to be to support learning and unity. I do think educating students about how government works should be a priority in schools. What shouldn't is the spreading of hate. TPUSA is a nonprofit founded by Charlie Kirk, who was known for his beliefs in homophobia, racism, and sexism. TPUSA has been described in some media outlets as the nation's preeminent conservative youth organization and has reported on TPUSA clubs fostering racist ideals and the encouraging of campaign-related activity and associating with right-wing conservative groups. In other words, Club America is not guaranteed to be neutral, purely educational as it states, and if anything, is pushed political pressure or a biased messaging in schools. Us students are in full recognition that our principal and school was following policy when allowing Club America, but that's not the problem. Instead of a club like Club America founded by Charlie Kirk and led by Miss Wall, let's clearly have a biased political leaning. Let instead there be a nonpartisan civics and government club, one that teaches how the government works, how to research claims and how to spot propaganda, our civil rights and freedoms as people, and how both parties can engage respectfully. Let it be student-driven and balanced, not tied by any national political brand or leaning to either right or left. Purely about educating our youth and about the government, when the time comes, we can make up our own minds, form our own opinions, and think for ourselves. We are your students. We are not passive recipients of ideology. We respect our teachers, administrators, and leaders, but we also ask, listen to us. We are the ones who live in this environment every day. One of the most harmful problems is students being pushed to do these interviews or speak negatively about our schools by adults who are supposed to protect us, but instead use their influence and power to stir the pot for their own agenda. If our high school becomes a battleground first, how can we learn to be respectful citizens? We deserve a school where we are taught how to think, not what to think. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Breslin Colling, and I am a senior at Natrona County High School. I came here to speak about the Turning Point chapter at our school and the media blow-up that has occurred because of the club. According to the American Association of University Professors, Turning Point is a right-wing nonprofit with the stated mission to identify, educate, train, and organize students to promote the principles of freedom, free markets, and limited government. With this definition of Turning Point, it doesn't seem like a harmful organization, and as long as it maintains those values, it would be a fine club to have in school. What bothers me as an NCHS student is the founder of the organization was a racist, homophobic, transphobic, and was filled with hate towards people who were different. Charlie Kirk, the founder of Turning Point, almost always spoke with hatred. In one of Charlie Kirk's debates, he stated that Martin Luther King Jr. was an awful person and that it was a mistake to pass the Civil Rights Act of the 1960s. Turning Point is an extension of this hatred, and I would be damned if it were allowed to fester in our school. In Miss Wall's most recent interview with Cowboy State Politics, the Diversity Club kept getting brought up as an excuse for Club America to exist. Diversity Club is a school club where numerous people from varied backgrounds and perspectives come together to support one another and support their community. The founder of Turning Point detested this ideology, and Charlie Kirk stated at his public debate at Texas A&M, "Diversity is a weakness." I am sure that most of the people here come from many diverse backgrounds, including myself being Hispanic. Furthermore, diversity is not supposed to be political. It's supposed to help those who are in need of more support because our society today still has many marginalized communities that are suffering from the bigotry that is still present. In the same interview, Ms. Wall mentions that teachers are tearing down her posters when this is not the case. It is always students tearing down these posters. And if a teacher does take a poster down, it is because it is in a place where posters are not supposed to be, such as teacher bulletins. I am retaking the ACT tomorrow, and I still decided to come here and debate this topic. As a student who should be focusing on her future in academics, I and my peers should not have to deal with the absolute insanity that is plaguing our school because of Club America. If Ms. Wall wants to continue her club, I think taking it out of Natrona County High School would be a wise idea, and then she can do this in her own free time. Or, as my peer Viviana Durlow said, make a club that is not biased and not one-way leading. Make a club where we can learn about important government policies, debate policies, learn how to participate in government, and be an educated U.S. citizen and Wyomingite. Or, as previous speaker Trevor stated, we are the only county with a without a civics class. A great way to fix this is to have a civics class. There is nothing wrong with being interested in politics, but with all the media coverage and the problems Club America has already caused for our school, and only being 2.5 months into the school year, is obviously not a club worth having. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Cullen.
Hello, my name is Jennifer Heaton. First and foremost, I want to start by expressing my gratitude for being here and thank you, those who support our community. I have a few questions and comments regarding the current situation and the media coverage surrounding it. I understand Megan Degenfelder is not here, but I'd like to direct these questions to her. Megan, I'd like to know if you have conducted any research into the accusations against Mr. Wilson. It's important to recognize that teenagers sometimes exaggerate or misinterpret situations as part of their development. Given your position as an elected official, I would hope you've thoroughly investigated the claims being made. Are we as adults prepared to accept that children can say whatever they want about someone and we will take it as face value? This raises concerns about accountability. I urge you to consider the perspectives of those accused. Imagine being in their shoes and facing allegations, especially when these stories gain media traction, potentially for political reasons. Would you be comfortable with that if you were on the other side of the situation? As adults, we are responsible for guiding our youth based on truth and adherence to rules, which are essential for our daily lives. Have we considered the safety of our kids and the broader implications of these accusations? Mr. Wilson has emphasized the importance of following rules, just like every other club in our district. If there is a problem with starting the TPUSA club, it seems to stem from misinterpretations or misconceptions. Megan Degenfelder, I feel it's a disservice to your position if you haven't delved deeper into this matter. Did you take what the media reported without verifying it and run with it to gain personal coverage? I have known Mr. Wilson for 13 years. He was my children's principal at Paradise Valley Elementary and now NCHS. Throughout this time, he has consistently guided us in the right direction, even when decisions were difficult. His reasoning has always been clear, prioritizing the safety. Let me repeat, the safety of our children. I ask the community to reflect on the events happening nationally, the nature of our teenagers' minds, and the necessity of rules that govern our clubs. Media reports can sometimes lack accuracy. Please conduct thorough research before forming opinions and making public statements. Thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Hello, my name is Brendan Heaton. I'm a student at Natrona County High School and a co-captain of the NC Speech and Debate Team. Mr. Wilson has been my principal in 2 schools, and for 9 of the 13 years, I've been a student in the Natrona County School District. I have always known him to be honorable, fair, and impartial. The accusations made against him and other staff are entirely hearsay. That being said, I would like to address several of the claims that have been made. To begin, I have seen posters for Club America hung in several places where posters are not allowed, like on the bulletin boards outside classrooms. These boards are for teachers' use only, so any club that hangs their posters on them will have the posters taken down. I can say this with certainty as I have experienced it. Last year, I hung several speech and debate posters on bulletin boards, and they were taken down. Not because anyone wished to target my club, but because we had placed posters where they weren't allowed. Likewise, no club affiliated with NC is allowed to speak with media personnel without school administrators' approval and presence. This is a rule that exists not to quell freedom of speech, but to ensure that students represent NC accurately and to protect students from media exploitation. Finally, I would like to address the comparison between volunteer events done by sports teams or clubs and the political event Kylie Wall wished to attend. No club is ever allowed to represent a school at a political event. This is seen as the school favoring a political opinion or side. In the past, the speech and debate team has been invited to several political events on either side of the political spectrum. However, we were always made aware that our team could not go together as an NC-affiliated group. We were, however, just like anyone else, allowed to attend as private citizens. This rule is not to quell freedom of speech. It's to ensure that Natrona County High School remains politically neutral, as is required. Kylie Wall was simply asked to follow the rules that other NC students and clubs have abided by for years. The difference, when other students had questions about the rules or worries about how their clubs were being accepted, they went to club leaders, teachers, and school administrators. They did not go to the media to vilify the very people who had been supporting them. That is what has happened here, and it is our responsibility as students, community leaders, and parents to understand that.
Thank you, Ms. Keaton.
Chairman Christofferson, Superintendent Hensley, and trustee members, I appreciate the opportunity to come and participate in a board meeting.
What is your name?
My name is Kennedy Dahlke. I am a resident of Natrona County and used to be a student just a few years ago. And so it's exciting to get to now start to participate and as an adult. As an adult, I think it is our responsibility to ensure that our students are given the greatest opportunity to grow, to practice leadership in their schools. And it is for this reason that I decided to come and speak to you guys and ask. The information that I have received through the media indicates pretty clearly that the principal of Natrona County High School has discriminated against the Club America chapter at Natrona County High School. And so I came to the board to say, since you are the individuals responsible for this high school, responsible for the actions of this high school, I wanted to ask what steps you're going to do to ensure that all students at Natrona County High School have the ability to develop their own opinions, as someone said earlier. I do appreciate that the schools are focused on educating and not indoctrinating the children, students. And I think it's important for all clubs to be able to be, or to be treated equally. I think that there's discrimination going on at Natrona County High School because the principal reportedly required that all communications go through him instead of allowing outside organizations to reach out and speak directly with the founder of the chapter at NC High School. I think there's discrimination going on because the students were not allowed to participate in a community event, which is inconsistent with other clubs at the high school. I think there's discrimination going on because the students were not allowed to speak directly to the media. And students are allowed to speak. For example, if a football player had just completed a game, he would be allowed to speak with the paper about his teammates, about the job they'd just done. In addition, the report of teachers removing posters, I completely agree that if there are designated areas that posters are not allowed to go, they should be removed. However, we as citizens in this school district haven't heard any response to the allegations made. And so I think as this school falls within your jurisdiction, within your jurisdiction, we would ask that you would please help us understand how there's not discrimination going on, because as the parents, as the adults in this situation, it is our responsibility to ensure that every student in our school district has an opportunity to not be discriminated against. Thank you guys so much for your time.
Good evening. My name is Ross Schreckman, a citizen living in Casper. This is the U.S. Constitution, and I'm going to read from it, but don't worry, I'm only going to read a few lines, okay? This is the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of our grievances. This is our founding document. I have read the articles, and I don't know all the issues, but I can tell you this. Every American citizen has the right, whether you're in your 70s or you're a high school student, to express your views and to participate in activities off campus at your own time. So that is a major concern that I have. When I was in high school, well, actually, after I was in high school, 4 years after I graduated high school, the principal of my high school had an assembly. I was running for state representative. I was 21. Myself and my opponent spoke to 500 students. It was not a debate. I spoke, and then he spoke, and we answered questions from the students. That's part of the civic duty. Politics should not be promoted by the district, but politics should be allowed in the district. I used to wear, in high school in 68, I wore a big Hubert Humphrey button. No teacher, no student yelled at me or told me I got the wrong candidate or that they're a Nazi or they're hateful or any of that. We need debate. We need these students to be able to dialogue with each other without calling names. Finally, on a different subject, today is a historic day. I've been wearing this tag for 738 days. This morning, the remaining live hostages left the terror tunnels in Gaza. And I'm going to still wear this because there's still 20 bodies left in Gaza. That is true hatred. And I hope that those families get those bodies back. And I thank God for President Trump and his team.
Good evening, members of the board, superintendent. My name is Kylie Wall, and I am a senior at Natrona County High School and president of our Club America chapter. For weeks now, my family and I have been trying to navigate confusion, mixed messages, and frustration surrounding how my club has been treated. We've asked questions, raised concerns, and waited for answers that never seemed to come. Last week, my parents and I were strongly encouraged to attend a meeting here at the district. We reluctantly agreed, and we requested that two trustees, our advocate, and the state superintendent be allowed to join the meeting. But when we arrived, the district superintendent refused to allow any of them to attend, not even the state superintendent. The meeting went forward behind closed doors, and because it lacked transparency, my parents chose not to submit our written complaint. Inside, we were told all the right things, that my club is supported, that every student is treated equally, and that the district wants our club to be successful. I was told concerns about my staff tearing down flyers would be handled privately, targeted conversations, not a staff-wide address. I was told that policies on fundraising and equal access would be reviewed at some point. But in the end, there were no commitments, no written steps, and no accountability. So I have to ask, when is some point? What is the actual threshold for action, for support, or for intervention? And under whose definition of success are we supposed to operate? The one that measures comfort or the one that means fairness? I appreciate the district's words of support, but words must become actions. If we are truly committed to equality, then the standards that apply to every other student club must apply to mine as well. If transparency matters, then openness should be modeled by our leaders. And if support means anything, then it must include protecting students from intimidation and ensuring our voices are respected. I believe this board can ensure the promises made behind closed doors are honored in public. And I believe that Natrona County Schools can set an example, not by silencing students, but by standing with them. Thank you for your time. I truly hope the next time we meet, those words of support will have become real change. Thank you.
Thank you, Kylie.
Hello. Thank you, members of the board. My name is Gabe Saint. I'm the president of Turning Point USA at the University of Wyoming. I came down here today to kind of echo what has already been said about public institutions being transparent, being efficient, and executing real action in support of their students. But from what I've heard today, I think something else needs emphasized that's been talked about a little bit, and that is the very much needed discourse for our youth, dialogue for our youth. I don't know if you've seen the data, but the amount of youth that think resorting to political violence is an okay thing, is it's crazy, and it's very bad. And the only way to fix that is through more dialogue. I don't know how you all feel, but I, as an educator, I don't think I'd feel very good about students throwing words around like homophobe, racist, Nazi, communist, and all these things. Those are big words that have a lot of meaning. And part of being an educator is providing a platform, an open forum for students to debate really hard ideas. And Club America is a platform for that. At the University of Wyoming, we get students who come from high schools and they don't know how to talk about hard issues. They have not been trained. They have not been developed in a way in their K through 12 education to talk about those issues. Part of going to school is preparing for the real world. And when kids get to college, it's a culture shock. They're really hard issues to talk about in classrooms, issues they didn't even know were an issue. You learn that every day in college. But at the University of Wyoming, Club America or Turning Point USA is not just some right-wing club where we're just rabble-rousing on campus. We have debates with the College Democrats, the Libertarian Club, and all these other clubs where we talk about hard issues weekly. We have meetings talking about things like trade policy, foreign policy, free speech, gender, you know, etc. Those are issues that are sometimes not always able to be talked about in the classroom. And in a world like today where we're fed so much stuff on the internet, there needs to be a forum for our young people to be able to talk about those ideas. And they need to be taught that it's okay to disagree with each other. And that's a good thing to disagree with each other. That's a part about being a little R Republican citizen. That's being a mature citizen of a free people. So I would just encourage you all to take efficient action, support your students, all students of every background, and provide and make sure that this school district that both my parents graduated is the school district that they talked about when they were kids, where it was a place where things can be talked about and hard issues can be talked about. Thank you all. God bless you all.
Thank you, Gabe.
Good evening, everybody. My name is John Gutcher. I'm a resident of the city of Mills in Natrona County. And I didn't really have a prepared statement, but I just want to echo the comments just made by Gabe Saint, as well as Ross and Jeanette Ward. I think we have a serious problem with Natrona County High School if we don't, or even just school district in general, if we don't understand the importance of freedom of speech and the understanding of our Constitution. As someone who has also worked with young men, sixth grade all the way through high school, my son actually graduated from Natrona County High School recently, back in 24. And, you know, we have had to work with him and talk to him about some of the deficiencies of what has not been taught. When I worked with some of the kids and I asked them what form of government we have, only two of those boys understood what form of government we have, and that was my son and another one. And the problem is that we have a lot of situations where I know that Megan Degenfeld had said that she wanted to bring the love of country back to our country in one of the Natrona County Republican meetings that we had recently, but you can only do that if you allow true teaching of what civics is. And it's not name-calling a fascist or homophobe, which, by the way, with all due respect, the students that said that, they are totally mentioning something that is not true of what has been stated by TPUSA, including Charlie Kirk. And so I just hope that when y'all look at this, you will understand it's important to recognize that the government does not have the authority to limit free speech that is respectable. And Club America does that. It doesn't preach homophobe. It doesn't preach any of these other things that these students were indicating. And the problem is we live in a divisive society and media that has polarized two ends of the issue. And similar to what Gabe Saint has mentioned, we need to have open dialogue that is respectful. And I hope that the board will seriously consider that it's important to have an open avenues. One more concern, too, is that I'm not current understanding on the school policy, but I think you're treading on thin ice when you start restricting students' free speech outside of the school. And I hope y'all reconsider some of those sayings and hope and maybe perhaps talk to the principals and talk to the teachers on what is acceptable and what is not acceptable. But the day we start limiting free speech is the day we start running and having problems that we've been having recently. Thank you for your time. God bless you.
Thank you, John.
And you can hear the entire live-streamed meeting at the school board's Natrona County School District YouTube page, where they live-stream all their meetings. Stay up to date with what's happening in Casper at k2radionews.com. This is Colby Fedor.
This has been Report to Wyoming, presented in the public interest by Town Square Media.